Hi there. Right, today we have got the wonderful Amanda Wynne Evans here on Intune Radio, and she is from Wynne Marketing. So welcome, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Lovely to have you here with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you do, and that kind of thing?
Yes, no problem at all. Well, we are a marketing consultancy. I've actually been self-employed for 10 years now.
Wow.
It's really, really exciting.
That's gone really quick, yeah.
It has. So I kind of started off as a sole trader, and then the company became limited 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we help businesses to get clear on their marketing before they start getting overwhelmed and spending money here, there and everywhere without being totally sure about what it is that they're trying to achieve. I think that's probably the best way to explain it. Mm-hmm. We work quite a lot with regulated businesses such as insurance and financial advisors and sort of different people like that who are in the professional services sector. It can be harder for them to do their marketing because of all of the regulations and the compliance that they have to follow as well. So we help them around that kind of thing, the lovely GDPR and all of those sort of different things and the data, getting it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is terribly important at the moment. I mean, must be, GDPR to a lot of people can puts the fear of God into them, really. So it's good, good you know all about it.
I think I've sort of got an attitude of, right, I want to know what the rules are, and then I'm going to find the most creative ways to still fit within the rules, but still do what I want to do and what the business wants to do.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, so it's all about kind of being creative, but also sticking within the rules, because obviously we have to do that.
Yep. Okie dokie. Great. Well, we are going to ask you now for your top tip in launching a business, to help in launching a business. So take it away, Amanda.
Well, for me, it is all about building your resilience.
Right.
Okay.
And there is so much to this word. And I think when people first start out in business in particular, they're not thinking really about how they're going to cope because they've not done it before. So it's one of those things, if you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know when I first started out, all I was thinking was, am I good enough at marketing to do this? You know, can I prove to people that I'm as good as people that are already out there? And all mm-hmm. those sorts of thoughts. And how am I going to get new customers? How am I going to get in front of people? What, you know, like, where do you start? You know, all those sorts
yes.
of things.
Mm-hmm.
But what I quickly found was it's more about getting your mindset straight and building this resilience so that you can put yourself in the place of being a business owner and accepting that you are one and that you are good enough and all of those sorts of things that people have going through their heads. There's something called imposter syndrome, which I've spoken to a lot of people with, and they've really struggled with that themselves. So in building this resilience, what I mean is to just knowing that if you want to go and do this, you can. And you can go and make it happen. And anything that is put in your way, whether it be money, fear, overwhelm, children, unsupportive partners, mothers, you know, anything like that, you know, if you mm-hmm. are totally clear and sure that this is what you want to do and you have a real passion about it and you just know in your guts that you can go and do this and you can go and make it happen and you're going to enjoy doing this, mm-hmm. then go and do it and just be resilient to all of those things, because you'll find a way. You will always find a way.
It sounds very similar as well. You know, the resilience part, it's almost the shadow to follow your dream, isn't it, really? Because, you know, if you're wanting to follow your dream, like you've mentioned, if someone has a real passion or a belief or a drive to do something that maybe they were doing as a hobby and now they want to professionalize, maybe, you know, they found themselves in a position where they feel they can do a better service in the company that they work for, you know, I think resilience is definitely the shadow of the dream. It's something to rely on.
Yeah. So there's reasons why, isn't there, where people decide to go and set up their own business. And most of the time, that reason can be forgotten in all of the busyness and the things that you feel that you need to do. And so I call that the why. And there's a brilliant book actually by Simon Sinek about what's your why. Mm-hmm. And so I always say to people when they start working with me, sometimes they feel a bit lost or they're a bit fed up, you know, almost a bit trapped within their business and they're feeling like they're not moving on. It's reconnecting with that why you started in the first place. And really thinking about, okay, well, how can I carry on? So for me, I was in a corporate job, which was very, very stressful. And I'd had two children. When I went back after the second one, it was just even worse. And I wanted to go part-time. They didn't want me to. I was sat in a corner away from everyone I was with before. It was like I was just kind of shunned for being a parent. It was really disgraceful. But do you know what? It gave me, I'd already had this thought in my head of I'd love to set up my own business, you know, in the future. Mm. And then when all this was happening, it really did accelerate my passion to go and make this happen. So that was my why at the time, is I really want to set up this business so I can get out of here. I can support myself. I'm in charge of the time that I spend with my children now, you know, in not worrying about booking leave, all those sorts of different things. So that was really my why. But I was ever so passionate as well about helping other people with their marketing. And because I'd been lucky enough to work with, you know, multi-million pound budgets and working on huge projects, that I knew I could bring those big business skills to smaller businesses and help them to have that sort of mindset, but on a smaller budget to a smaller scale. So I, you know, once the business was launched and I was home with the children or in my little home office and running along, it was, you know, the passion just became all about the clients and helping them get to where they wanted to get no matter what.
Yeah.
So I had to be ahead of my game. I had to build up my resilience. And there were times I woke up in the morning, you know, you just think, oh God, I'd just so love to stay in bed this morning. And I just feel a bit rubbish. And yet I've got this meeting at 10 o'clock and I've got to be all perky for my client, you know.
yeah.
So it was really, really drawing on your inner strengths, because I think, well, no, they're paying me for my perkiness. They're paying me for my creativity and my ideas. I've got to be on it. You know, I've got to be there. So I found I was needing to build myself up more so that I was then able to be awake sooner. I began a morning routine.
Excellent. Yes, I'm a great believer in morning routines. In fact, probably only in the past sort of 6 months, but I've been reading a lot about how that's really important, and it's actually one of the things that it's successful people do is have a routine. No matter if you don't have to get up for that 10 o'clock meeting or whatever, it's still having the routine. So what's yours?
Yes, well, it's gone a bit shaky through lockdown. Let me be 100% honest.
We've all got a bit shaky through lockdown, I think, yeah.
But I got it really, really down to a T at one point. So I started getting up. This time I was still doing the school run with my children. So it's like, how can I fit something in? You know, so I was a good sort of few months deciding, no way can I possibly have one of these. You know, who do I think I am? I'm not a successful billionaire. I don't need a morning routine, you know, all of those things again. And then you sort of get over that and go, come on, woman, get on with it. So I realized that yoga really helped me. And I was having some problems with my back at the time as well. So when I started doing just some easy yoga stretches, I felt so calm and it woke my body up. So that was a good start. Cup of coffee, obviously needed as part of my morning routine.
I think so many people have that as part of their routine, yeah.
Yeah. So what I do is wake up first thing, get the yoga done, then go and sit down and I'd read a business book for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Whilst I was having my coffee. So it was kind of a two-in-one. And then just reading a few paragraphs of a book. I was trying to get through a book in a month. Immediately my brain went, yes, come on, here you are, let's get on with it. Yes, you've tired Amanda the mum this morning, but actually you're also Amanda the owner of a business, and people are calling on you, people are counting on you. You've got to get up and get on with this. So it really works well. And then I do, this is might be a bit woo-woo for people, but in trying to get my mindset straight and in breaking out of my own comfort zones and what I was capable of, I started doing some affirmations. I wrote some sentences which helped move me on from the beliefs that I'd had in my head of, you know, trying to achieve higher income levels, trying to get over things like not being good enough, all the sorts of little things that I think run through the majority of people's heads, to be honest. And it's like a big spotlight shines on them when you start up your own business and you have to go and deal with them. So I'd sit there and I'd read this thing to myself. And then by the end of all that, and obviously the caffeine had kicked in, it'd be like, right,
I'm off, I'm ready.
Come on then. Gonna go change the world. And then I'd go and get the kids up. So then when they were like, oh, we don't want to get up, I was going, come on. It's all perky.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Have you ever heard of somebody called Mel Robbins? She's got something called the 5-second rule. I have to say, I would recommend anybody out there who does need a bit of motivation and to help with their resilience is to look up Mel Robbins. She's a speaker, and she came up, she won't actually say she invented this, but it's something she's sort of worked out, and she called it the 5-second rule, which is basically going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And it sounds ridiculous, but just doing that, if you're supposed to get out of bed in the morning and you're always, you know, pressing the snooze button and thinking, oh God, I don't really feel like this very much. And, but if you just to yourself go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up and go and do that and act on it, you're kind of bypassing your brain thinking, oh God, no, it's nice and toasty in here. You just do it. I mean, it's a bit like Nike's just do it, really, but it works. It's surprising how it works. But so that's just my and she's the person who made me think about having a morning routine. So it does work. I do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and I get out of bed.
Oh yes, it's brilliant. Actually, I was lucky enough to see Mel Robbins speak in Las Vegas.
Wow. Yeah.
I was at a conference over there and she was one of the main speakers.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. But yeah, and there's a lot of psychology in the book, isn't there? And mm-hmm. science done, actually, on how the body reacts first thing in the morning. And it was saying the more that you hit the snooze, it sends your body back into that sort of sleep pattern. And then when you do get up, it takes your brain longer to wake up because it's got confused as to whether you should be awake or asleep. So you still feel worse at 10 o'clock, whereas if you just got up, then you'd be all right by 9.
Oh, I'd love to see her speak. I should think that was fantastic. When was that?
Oh, about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I think. Yes. Well, hopefully we can get out and about in the world again soon.
Yes, that would be nice. Yes, I've just seen her virtually. So
it was great. Well, you saying about book recommendations, so that one is brilliant. There were also two I had down on my list, if it's okay to share.
Absolutely. Yes, please do.
So one of them is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing. This book really did change my life because I was struggling at the time with a fear of success, which sounds a bit crazy, but I also felt like I had a fear of failure and a fear of success. And it was like, I kept pinging around between the two.
It was I think a lot of people will understand that feeling. Yep.
Could be good, but not too good, because then people won't like you. Then people have issues with it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it was, I was stuck with that for years. So that really helped me get over that. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And the other one was The Big Leap.
Absolutely. Hendrix. Yes, it's fantastic. Yes, absolutely on your wavelength. I have read that as well. And that was fantastic too. Really, really. Excellent book.
It kind of makes you think, why have I been worried about all this stuff before? Because it's pushing you out of your comfort zone and saying anything's possible for anyone. You know, who we look to now, who we aspire to, whether it's business people, you know, Steve Jobs, Richard Branson, the sort of general entrepreneurs people think of, or whether it's celebrities or anybody who's sort of in the spotlight, you tend to think, oh, I can't be like them. But they're just people who were born as babies and went to school and grew up, you know, did exams or didn't do exams. There's no one who's super special. They have just got there through their resilience and through their hard work and just pushing themselves to go and make the thing that they wanted to happen happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we can go do it too.
We can. And in fact, you sang about people we've heard of. There was a lady who I saw a television program about, and there were other people out there might have seen it, was Ben Fogle, Life, New Lives in the Countryside. Saw this the other day, and it was a lady who was a nanny in London, and she decided that she didn't want to do that anymore. And she decided to, what she'd like to do is look after animals. And she saw an advert for a small holding and petting zoo up in John O'Groats, and she basically scrabbled a loan together. She didn't have any savings. She took off and went to the other end of the country. She had no experience in looking after animals or doing any, or running a petting zoo, or even running her own business. But she wanted to do it. Like you say, she had a why. And her why was to get out of London, go into the countryside and be with animals, which is what she liked, not that she'd ever looked after any before. But she did it. And she is still successful now. It was great. It was a really uplifting program to see, because you kind of at the start of it think, is she really going to do that? You know, she's a nanny. She's not sort of, say, a high-flying businesswoman at all. But well, she's certainly high up in the country, because say she's in John O'Groats. And she's still going now. And I just thought, what a success story. And like you say, she's just a person. Just a person, yeah. Like any successful business person is just a human being. So... and she obviously had resilience.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely, yes.
And you do find your way. But just to, I must say, as a marketing person, mm-hmm. one of the key things that helped me and has helped my clients as well is having a marketing plan. Yeah. It seems like, you know, something that only massive businesses do, you know. And, you know, no one's going to come around knocking on your door and checking whether you've got one of these or not. There's no marketing police, well, other than me. But, you know, I think people start off with a business plan, even if it's just in their head. If they're going to set up this, you know, there's money involved, there's people involved, there's, you know, you might be finishing a job and you want to start something else. So you do need to plan out what you're doing. There's lots of things on the internet about how to write a business plan, and you can do it literally on one page. It doesn't have to be some enormous document you're going to submit somewhere. But I think from your business plan, which is really, what's your business idea? How is it going to make you money? Who's your target audience? And how are you mm-hmm. going to start it off? That's mm-hmm. that's the main things that you need in it. And then your marketing plan is, how are you going to communicate that business idea to the world, or specifically to your target audience, who you think is going to come and work with you and be interested in this? The great thing about your marketing plan is, when you do have these mornings where you don't feel right, or you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, or you're like, what on earth am I doing this for, you know, and you're struggling and people haven't paid and you're a bit lost as to what on earth you are doing, if you look at this marketing plan, it will break down what you're doing into missions and give you some time scales around that, so you can think, okay, I wanted to get, you know, mission one done by the end of the year. Mission one might be, I want to get in front of these type of clients and mm-hmm. And help them with, well, for me, I want to get in front of, you know, professional services people and help them with their marketing. Great. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, how do I do that? And now, instead of going, you know, I'm having a floaty morning, I can go, what steps can I take today to go and make that happen, to go and get in front of those people? Who do mm-hmm. I know? Who can I give a ring to? Who can I drop an email to? Who can I go connect with on LinkedIn? Who knows who I want to get in front of? How can I go and make friends with them and go and see what happens from that? And mm-hmm. it really is about sort of building those networks. And once you've got focus on the thing that you're trying to do that day, then your brain will kick into, yes, how can we do that?
Yeah. And also, well, same thing, going back to my 5-second rule thing, is to actually do it. is to have a marketing plan, is to act, because you can actually have a lovely list in front of you and go, oh yeah, number one, I'm supposed to do this. Number two, I'm supposed to do that. And then three, oh, I'll have a cup of coffee. But you've got to do it.
That's number one.
It's just to jump in and do it, isn't it? You know, to be brave, to make that call, to make that email, and just think, well, what's the worst that's going to happen? They might go, no, not interested in you. Yes. But if they do, so what? You're not going to die.
No. That is literally the worst thing that can happen. But your resilience will come in putting yourself out there and doing those things. And I mean, I think back to the time I first started out, I never would have, you know, lifted the phone or even emailed people that I didn't know and just say, oh, hi, you know, I'd really love to have a coffee with you or something. That would have been petrifying to me. Mm-hmm. And now I just don't think anything of it. Because like you say, the worst thing that can happen is they don't reply or they're too busy or they're not interested. And you're just like, oh, thanks very much, you know. And then move on to your next victim.
I think that's a real good point, really, as well, is that, you know, as we kind of work within our sectors, we all kind of, you know, take influence and then evolve and grow. And I can think back to when I first started in the industry, I never wanted to speak to a client. I was happy, you know, working behind the scenes, doing some creative, but I never really wanted to go face to face with clients. And then, of course, I had my own small pot of clients for the company I work for to handle, and it all kind of evolves from there. So it's one step at a time. But I think a lot of people are probably ready to dive into their business, aren't they? You know, maybe they have spent some time in another area and now feel the time is right for them. And your tip about resilience and the books and so forth, it's just outstanding. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Amanda. Yes, great. It's been really, really interesting to chat to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, everyone, come and connect with me on LinkedIn. Say hello. I'm happy to have a chat, and anything that I can pass on your way with a tip would be wonderful.
Thank you. And you can find Amanda's website. Sorry, Darren. win-marketing.co.uk. You can send her an email, amanda@. And of course, you can get hold of Amanda through our website, which is intune-radio.co.uk, or send an email to info@intune-radio.co.uk. Thank you very much, Amanda. Thanks for joining us. We'll speak to you again shortly.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you. Cheerio.